We're just a short way into the fishing season, and it appears there have been fewer people taking up fishing licences so far. Producer Leah Tebbutt headed waterside to meet Waikato Fish and Game Ranger Adam Daniel to find out more.
What are the river conditions like at the moment after all of this rain that we've had?
Most of the rivers are flooded out, but a lot of our spring creeks will come back really quickly. Because they're spring-fed, they don't really rely on big catchments. So the Waimakariri and Waihau rivers will be fishable within a couple of days after the rain.
Oh, so not much to worry about. Although you've mentioned that the licences have sort of been affected from the thunderstorm weather.
Yeah, we were looking at why there is lower licence sales now, and there was two reasons probably for it. One is that I'm a bit of a math geek, and I correlated the rainfall over the last 20 years to license sales. So when the rainfall is up, license sales go down. So when we have wet weekends, less people go out. And it's probably you get no less value from your license because, you know, overall there's a lot of sunny days, but we just might not have as many weekends that are clear. And I've gone on two trips with my kids already this season that have just been awesome. Like I did a fuck a papa trip with my daughter, a float trip, so fun. And then I went with my son who had a broken arm. He couldn't do the float trip, so I took him to the Waipapa River by boat from the mouth, and got a 7-pound brown trout, which was amazing. So I feel like I've had a good season already. I haven't even really got going yet.
When does the season start?
It starts at the beginning of October.
So we're a little bit into it already.
Yeah, yeah. And usually the early season, we often get weather like this in the other season. And this year, the rivers have had such little pressure that the fishing's still good. So a lot of people like rush out at the beginning of the season and try to hit the rivers where they're still sort of fresh and the fish are a bit more active in terms of biting. Because if a fish gets hooked, it won't bite again sometimes for a month or two. There's been a lot less people out on the rivers, so the fishing is still good. And we haven't had many tourists as well. So I looked at, like, the tourist numbers coming in are about half. So we haven't had that sort of guide pressure and pressure externally on our fisheries. So it's been a great time to be on the water. You know, a lot less people out. And New Zealand was also one of the only countries that banned fishing during the lockdowns. Mm. So when most other countries, the fishing license sales have gone way up because people were stuck at home and they were able to fish. And I think most countries recognize that it's really good for mental health and people to get out, especially when they're in lockdown situations. But we didn't have that luxury in New Zealand, so we've actually seen that our license sales have probably gone down because of that as well.
Right, because I know it jumped up a little bit post-COVID when people could sort of not go overseas, and so they're looking for things to do in their own backyard.
Yeah, it did. But again, with Auckland still, they had a lot longer lockdown, and I think it was sort of like, you know, our family with our season passes for Ruapehu. You know, we kind of looked at having two seasons in a row where we were affected by our season passes, so people are reluctant to spend the money on a season here. But I think now we have the assurance that, you know, we're out of the lockdown phase, and, you know, you can buy your license for the year, and it's a lot better value. I think we've already seen that we're selling a lot more day licenses, and if you look at that over the season, you're much better off just buying early for a full season license.
What is a day license look like?
It's only about $20, just over $20, so it's really easy. We have long breaks, and there's a couple of different license classes that you can get, so it's pretty reasonable. You know, for my family license, it's really comparable to going out to pizza here in Hamilton.
You know, it's a good contrast, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it would be a good thing to get if you're wanting to get involved in fishing or freshwater fishing.
Yeah, I mean, if you get a license early, I mean, even if you're in the city here, because the weather's been so cool, there's still brown trout in the Waikato, you know, just here in town, within Hamilton, probably from Karapiro down all the way to Mercer still. Normally this time of year, the river heats up and they all go up the Waipa and into our tributaries like the Kanifanifa and the Mangatutu and the Puniu and the Waipa River itself, the upper Waipa. But because we've had this, you know, flash of cool weather, there's still a lot of trout being caught right here in town.
So you don't have to go far.
No, and you know, Hamilton Lake and the Hamilton Gardens have lots of fish as well in terms of, you know, perch and tench. And rudd So it's pretty easy to catch fish with kids in town. You know, a real cheap rod, a small float, and a piece of corn on a hook, and you've got your afternoon sorted.
Yeah, that's all you need?
Pretty much.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe I should give it a go myself. What changes to fishing rules have there been this year?
Not a lot. We've had the Waihau River, the biggest change, I think, would be the Waihau River, where we've opened up bait below the fall. So the lower river now, you can fish with bait. And other than that, we haven't really had any substantial changes to our rules. The rules themselves are made up by the anglers. So they nominate rules for this region, and then our elected councillors will vote on them. So we only do that every 3 years, and it's pretty rare that we make changes. I think the most important thing for people is that, you know, this summer is coming, so in the next couple of weeks, all of our fish, all the brown trout here and the Waikato migrate. So targeting those streams that are tributaries of Purongia and the Waipa that are cooler in the next 2 or 3 weeks will be really productive, because most of the fish here in the Waikato will move out and move up the Waipa River. They'll travel up to 100 kilometers and then start to repopulate those cooler streams for the summer. So now is a great time to get out and start targeting the mouth of those streams. It's probably my favorite time of year, because there's a lot of spots you can go fish, and with the fish on the move, it's really easy to target them.
Is it often that people are sort of driving quite a far way away?
Well, the new motorway has cut off probably 30 minutes to get to our Waikato Spring Creeks for Aucklanders. So it's kind of opened up the day trip for coming down from Auckland or leaving from Hamilton, and being able to fish rivers like the Mangatutu or the upper Waihau on the Blue Springs. But, you know, for me, if I'm driving south, I love the Awakino and the Whakapapa Whanganui. Those are two really popular streams for people coming from the Auckland Waikato, and they're beautiful.
That was Fish and Game Ranger Adam Daniel speaking to Leah Tebbutt.